Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on meeting Wonder Woman. And welcome to track 3, where we're covering the system for meeting Wonder Woman. You might want to think of this as an overarching, end-to-end method for meeting Wonder Woman. So, rather than just throwing at you lots of ideas on how you meet her, or how you talk to her, or how you build attraction, you want to see this as a far more complete solution. See, here's the thing. In life, we come across so many basic ideas and incomplete solutions. If you're hunting for a job, people say, well, you just have to get out there. You have to network more. Okay. Who with? Where? When? How? What's the method? The advice is pretty good. It's a decent sounding idea, but it's weak. Because it's obvious, right? Oh, yeah, you need to go and find more people to network with so that you can create more opportunities. Yeah, no shit. How? Where? Selling is much the same. People say, oh, you need to increase your pipeline. You just need to get more prospects in the funnel. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Great idea. Okay, how? What is my specific method for doing this? And of course, the same is true of meeting Wonder Woman. As I said in track 1 in Cutting to the Chase, the most important thing in this game is you have to approach more women. Great. Nice work, Jeff Blades. Thank you. So, if you approach more women, you're more likely to meet more women and you're more likely to meet your Wonder Woman. Of course. It's obvious, isn't it? And it's true. It is by far the most important thing for you to do. Yet, if that was all I left you with, well, how valuable am I being to you? Second, in Cutting to the Chase, I said you need to be a desirable man. Okay, great. What does that even mean? And how do you do this? Point 3 in Cutting to the Chase. You have to speak to her as a normal person. To have a natural conversation. And more particularly, one that's emotional and sexually charged. But how do you do this? If this was all I had shared with you, what value would I have delivered to you? And even if I went a whole step deeper and threw a lot of information at you, relating to those 3 points, how would you organize it? How do you get it working for you? It's like those coin machines. If you throw a whole bunch of coins in the top, it's only valuable if they can sort them according to size and organize them and count them easily, so that you can get rewarded for all your efforts of carrying those coins around. You can have all these great ideas, but until you have a method for putting them to work, truly, how much value is it to you? It's like showing up on day one in school and someone throwing 18 years of textbooks at you. Hey, just learn all this. Of course, we don't learn this way, do we? We learn in increments. By organizing information and using it systematically to get better and better and better over time. And see, this is a problem that I discovered in the world of personal development. You know, there's a whole bunch of internet marketers spewing basic ideas, mostly the same redundant ideas that have been shared for hundreds of years, literally. Just packaged a little bit differently at best. But who actually teaches you how to take those ideas and put them to work, driving the results that you want? The same is true in pickup. There's a lot of amazing ideas out there, and a number of the teachers have systematic methods. Like I saw in my notes from Mystery's book, The Mystery Method. He had a systematic method, but there's a problem. It begins when you meet the woman. What about everything else that happens around that? Where do you meet the woman? What type of environments? How do you figure out the best ways to source your Wonder Woman? What's the end-to-end systematic process that you need to get really good at engaging her? What about the skills? It's one thing to have a whole bunch of random skills on pickup, but how specifically do you build the skills you need to get good quickly and get better and better and better over time? So even if you come across good ideas that are organized in ways that you can actually put them to work, which is rare in the world of personal development, then you still need something more, which is a highly systematic way for you specifically to wake up every day and put it to work. If you have read my books, you know everything I do is highly systematic. I don't do this because it's cool or fun, although it is cool or fun to me. I do this because this is what I needed. When I stepped back from my career on Wall Street and spent a decade reading thousands of self-help books, I came across thousands or millions of amazing ideas, and I wrote thousands of pages of them. Yet what I discovered over time was that was basically useless. Right, I could quote Ralph Waldo Emerson along with the best of them, and I had all the obvious notes on mindset. Yet what really mattered was the way over those years I took that information and distilled it down into summaries. It took those summaries and built practices and put it to work every day. But more than this, I could see that wasn't enough. What I needed to do was simplify it even more and organize it into systematic methods that I could put to work every day, driving my best process, driving your best results, and giving you a method to continuously improve over time. And that's my system for doing what you want. 5 steps to do whatever you want. They're simple steps, and the system is simple because it's hard to do. See, and this is where we're coming to. Systems must be incredibly simple because the hard part is doing it. Yet we live in a world where the hard part is figuring out what to do because you're just thrown endless amounts of information, when what you really need is ways to organize that information so you can systematically put it to work every single day, driving the results that you want.